Now it's time for Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
Now, it's actually not time for Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party because I did do an interview this morning with her, but we the phone lines were very, very crackly, and I'm not going to submit your ears to that quality of audio. So what I'm going to do instead is break down what we did talk about. So New Zealand First did have some major wins in last week's budget. We focused on the budget today. There was a comfortable $2.8 billion in funding that was secured for the year. A large $1 billion chunk of that is heading to provincial growth funding. Marcroft was keeping pretty tight-lipped about where that $1 billion is going to be spent, but she did say that it will be spent focused on the neglected regions, for example, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay and Northland. Mostly building infrastructure, but no specific details. This is strictly a case-by-case basis, she said. So people can put forward proposals, a board can look at criteria and whether people will fit it, and lots of people basically have been reaching out to the minister, the development minister Shane Jones, about projects. For example, the Taupo mayor today will meet with Marcroft about the airport, which needs a major upgrade, so funding is required there. Overall, New Zealand First did have a thought through the campaign that the regions desperately needed cash, and $1 billion was the negotiated fund that they had in the agreement that they had with Labour to create the government that we have. So what she did sort of let me know of was that there are forestry projects that are in this provincial growth. So there's some forestry projects that are coinciding with the 1 million trees program. Government is aiming to capture the hearts and minds of rural New Zealand by re-establishing forestry services and working towards carbon zero. So planting trees is the way to do that. And she did say regional transport announcements are still to come there too. She was very eager to move on from that onto the Oranga Tamariki funding, of which $270 million is being poured in. So there, a big highlight of that is that there will be free GP visits for under 17-year-olds, and there are actually 540,000 kids who will benefit from that. 17-year-old offenders will also be moved into youth court, which is another way to support rangatahi. There have been some concerns since the budget came out that there's not enough funding for Māori development. So $37 million has been confirmed to fund Māori development, which is down from 100 in the last 2 years. So Te Araroa managed, in the Māori Party, managed to secure 100 million in both the 16 and 15 budgets, but it's been cut down by roughly a third. There's been some concerns that the entire budget is focusing. Sorry, there's been concerns that Māori development is going to suffer from this. Marcroft has said that the entire budget is focusing on whānau tamariki and rangatahi, housing, health, everything is, they're taking a much more broad approach. That was her counter-argument to me there. So she says that they are upholding commitments to Māori. The government is confident the broad approach will be effective. Moving on, we talked about the whānau ora. Winston Peters has written the scheme off, it seems. He used an analogy that it's like the mist on the Whanganui River. It comes and goes and you never really seem to notice it. She says that it is. She doesn't know if it's delivering what it needs to be doing. She thinks that it needs a bit more analysis, and it would be irresponsible to rehouse the structure and give it funding without that analysis. She was then unable to comment on the issue that was raised, where concern was expressed that other initiatives in housing were still gaining funding while under review, whereas whānau ora is getting absolutely no funding at all. We ended by talking about the horse breeding industry and the $4.8 million that has been invested there, including a tax deduction towards the cost of breeding high-quality horses. Marcroft ended by letting us know that the horse racing industry has been neglected under the previous government and is in need of reinvigoration, which is interesting. And yeah, that was us with Jenny Marcroft today.
We've been speaking with Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
The Wire.